This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Another Friday is already upon us. It's amazing, but 2016 is already long in the tooth as we hurtle towards the election. What is it, 65 days out right now? 66 days. T-minus 66 days. I guess if you count election day, it's 66, but 65, depending on how you look at it. Wow. Look at the economic numbers that are up on DrudgeReport.com, released by the federal government. And remember, these are cooked numbers. August jobs, 151,000. Unemployment rate unchanged at 4.9. Biggest gains are in bars and restaurants. Yes, low-paying service jobs. Army of men out of work. The big corporations admit that they have actuaried everything out to phase men out by 2035 from almost all professions. And, of course, robots are going to be phasing women out as well. But you need to first teach everyone that men are worthless. And remove them from all leadership roles. So the women will be alone when they face the technocracy, while the men are all wire-headed up in VR with their girlfriends in Fantasyland, playing World of Warcraft and Call of Duty 10.0. That's the world we're hurtling into, their admitted plan. But who cares about admitted plans for global government and technocracies? It's just easier to make fun of those actually warning the public. We've got big lights out as the hurricane steams towards and slams in to the eastern seaboard. We'll be breaking all of that down. You know, I've not really been covering this NFL football player, even though it's interesting, because it's such a complex issue. Starting with CNN taking out of context basically what he said, and then him making truthful statements about Hillary, that she's a criminal, but moronic statements about Trump, and then wearing white pig police socks. This is just a confused person. That's why some of the stuff he says is true, some of the stuff he says is wrong. He's trying to make a stand. Before the New York Times takes this out of context, or Media Matters, I'm not saying he's a hero. I'm not saying that I support what he's doing. But the guy has dumb courage. I mean, to sit there in a football stadium where everybody boos you on one knee during the national anthem, during the Star Spangled Banner, it takes some big old huevos. Small brain, but a lot of guts. And I don't mean literally as a small brain. But I don't think he's consciously out there trying to hurt people. He really thinks he's doing the right thing. And this is a horrible, evil country because George Soros' brainwashing has gotten to the poor guy that makes, what is it, over $100 million or something ridiculous? Oh, my gosh, you're so oppressed. And the evil Marine oppressing you, he probably makes $40,000 a year. It gets old when you actually have the real statistics. So it's a landmine-strewn field. It's complex. I've tried to look at it. And quite frankly, with world economic meltdown happening, with Germany telling its citizens prepare for a super big emergency, but won't say what a week ago today, to have Gary Johnson, who I'll be honest with you, I haven't really paid attention to him. I know he's there as a spoiler for Trump. I know I don't like him. I've been around him in person. And I've known Johnson for 10 years. I mean, he's been in studio at least 6-7 times, okay? I mean, I was in a film with him. It's just, I actually did some digging into him the last few days, and boy, it's worse than I thought. He is a Democratic Party operative, no doubt about it. with big globalist money going to him, and he is pro-TPP, we know that, but his VP is anti-gun. He wants them all banned. I mean, and Johnson is now anti-gun. I mean, this guy's bad news.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Second day of September 2016. And we are 66 days out from probably the most important election in United States history, if not in world history. Not since the founding of this republic and the kickoff of the war that made that possible in 1775. Have the stakes been as big or as clear for the future of humanity? That's why the battle against the British Empire was called the shot heard round the world, the commencement of that, because no one had beaten the British up until that point around the planet. They'd beaten the Spanish, they'd beaten the French, they'd beaten the Prussians, they had beaten the Russians, they had beaten the Portuguese, the Dutch, everyone. over and over and over and over and over again because they never gave up. But they lost here. Because they came to the realization that the population was never going to submit, was never going to give in, was never going to back down. It was 3% that started the war when the British came to confiscate the firearms. It was 5% that fought the war. Another 5% that supported them. And by the end, it was around 20%, historians agree, both British, French, and colonial. 20% at the end. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We are seeing media disinformation, media twisting, lies against Donald Trump, the Trump family, Matt Drudge, myself, InfoWars. It is a badge of honor to be lied about, to have them spin, to have them disassemble, to have them take what I say out of context, to have them misrepresent over and over again, because these are discredited organizations and groups. But the mainstream media, the corporate media, is still able to have some power when they all combine forces and put out giant hoaxes in unison. They are still able to push certain lies successfully to the public. Like Donald Trump's deeply racist. Or vaccines are safe and effective. That is, they're able to push it to 50% or more of the public. Record numbers, was in the Associated Press yesterday, of Americans and folks in Europe are not taking vaccines. In fact, the more higher educated you are, the less vaccines you take. Wonder why? Maybe you know how to read a drug insert. Maybe you have a memory. Maybe you remember how many people have died from vaccines. How many people have been maimed by vaccines. This is just an example of what we're dealing with. I mean, how many people know the Zika virus was patented in 1954 by the Rockefeller Foundation? How many people know that Bill and Melinda Gates are on record weaponizing it and releasing mosquitoes that are supposedly meant to eradicate it, that then mutate and spread it? Oh, and of course it attacks your fertility just magically. That's what the Rockefellers and their front people are obsessed with. The Rockefellers, who started the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And they first secured it in 1947, the original Zika, the weaponized version. The first was in 1954. We've got mainstream news articles on screen for folks if you'd like to read about that. And the reason I mention it is trapped Florida mosquitoes found to contain Zika virus. Ah. Despite the fact that they're spraying untold tonnage of very deadly pesticide, but it doesn't matter because the mainstream media said it was, quote, safe and effective, just like vaccines are, they said. A hatchet upside the head is also safe and effective. Safe, close quote, Zika pesticide nukes millions of bees. John Rappaport, investigative journalist, will be joining us the next hour to break that down and a lot more. And it ties together with the mosquitoes spreading all over that have the Zika. That's okay, though. Pope Francis says you should just pay carbon taxes and carbon indulgences, and then you'll be forgiven the sin of carbon that you exhale, that plants breathe. And don't worry about all the GMO, all the genetic engineering, the chimeras, the abominations, the baby parts being sold. Pontiff. He wants world government. Pope Francis, global warming is a sin, but there's ways to atone. Don't worry your little head about that. As the national debt hits $19.5 trillion, it's now being announced. And as we look at the economy, August jobs, 151,000. Unemployment rate is unchanged, the feds announced. Biggest gains are in bars and restaurants, other service industries. And, of course, wow, Obama can brag about hundreds of thousands of new jobs since Obamacare went in, because 35 million people, roughly, that's the number I saw months ago, I'm told it's growing, 35 million people had to go get a second or third job because they got cut to part-time so that employers wouldn't have to pay for Obamacare because they can't afford it. Most businesses out there in this country might have 10% profitability if they're doing decent. How do you suddenly pay for a bunch of health care? You don't. You lay people off or you cut them to part-time. And I've told this story many times when it started hitting 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, Obamacare. I would swim usually almost every day at Barton Springs when it was warm enough to this big natural pool. It's got like 20 lifeguards at any one time. It's so big, one of the biggest natural pools in the world, spring-fed. And I noticed a lot of the lifeguard people were mad at me for like a year or so and kind of make snide remarks. And I just ignored it. I don't care. And then they all came up, basically all, and apologized, including the managers, and said, we thought you were lying. We thought Obamacare was free. The city told us we'd be getting free health care. And then as soon as it went in, we all got cut to part-time. And then I had them bringing me bottled water and, would you like to have lunch with us? We're going to have lunch up at the main. Well, tell us more about Obamacare and why. Why they actually believed they were going to get something free. And the city Democrat run lied to them, of course. And that's just a microcosm. People thought I was just up here on air going, there's death panels and it doubles and triples prices and it's written by foreign insurance companies. We could read the bill. We could read the bill. We were able to read the bill. That's it. That's all. That's all that was going on. But they knew the public wasn't going to go read the bill. They could just say, Alex Jones is a liar. Ron Paul's a liar. Senator Paul's a liar. Ted Cruz is a liar. That time he's telling the truth all the time. Sure turned on us, but he was doing a great job. Matt Drudge is a liar. Alex Jones is a deeply racist. That's why he doesn't like Obamacare. That's a quote from MSNBC. Just like Gruber said, thank God they're so dumb. Thank God they don't pay attention. Thank God they have no attention spans. And it goes on and on and on. Now, let me get into all the news that's coming up here today. Got a bunch of special reports I want to get into. We have John Rappaport joining us. We have Steve Pachinik on the inner workings inside the government and what the military's current posture is with the globalist coup d'etat that's taking place. Because let me tell you, the military knows foreign multinationals are now conquering this country. Obama claims his authority to launch wars come from the UN and NATO. We've seen all this in Congress. And now they're putting the police under UN control. They're attempting to with strong cities. They're announcing our elections to be overseen by the EU/UN original corporation that founded all that. I say EU, UN, so folks know the group I'm talking about. The OECD, after World War II, reorganized the planet, set the dollar as the world currency. The whole Bretton Woods situation. The CIA was set up basically by the group, and it runs the show. And it's sending observers to, quote, run our election, and they're, quote, federalizing the election. And I have big guests on that are smart people on national TV. And I say to them, like guests yesterday, and yes, the Homeland Security's announced they're federalizing the election. And the guest goes, wait a minute. No, Alex, that's not true. That's not true. Oh, yeah, the CIA has legalized propaganda in the U.S. And I show the Washington Post, and he was watching it on Skype, the creator of Dilbert. Smart guy. And he was like, what? Really? And he was freaking out when the interview ended. He was like shaking his head. But you could see he was typing and looking stuff up and going, what? Because I say that, he starts typing. Oh, yeah, they're federalizing the election. Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. Obama just said a month ago the feds aren't involved in any way. And it's preposterous. That's just that man in Texas, you know, the... I love the fact they go in different press conferences. It's the man in Texas or you know who's in Texas or... Texas, the person in Texas, and the press goes, the evil one, yes, the evil one. I'm not even that smart. You got Obama saying that there's no federal involvement in elections a month ago, responding to me and to Trump. I was pushing him into that trap. I said on air it was a trap. And then their arrogance blinds them. And then they step right into it admitting they're federalizing it. They were already sending all these UN and Interpol people in to run the election before. But see, if I told somebody they were doing it, they wouldn't care. I had to predict they were doing it, so then I would be right. So then everyone would go, ooh, we got the big secret. And I'm not really manipulative. I've just learned to, like, we just give everybody everything. They don't even care about it. You gotta, like, kind of treasure hunt for it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame.
Well, Trump has come out with his official deportation plan, and it's what he said it would be over a year ago. One life. He said, if you are a really, really bad person and you've committed crimes, you're going to be deported from this country. Back to your country of origin. Like every other country in the world does, they don't even let you in if you're a criminal. And then if you're here illegally but haven't committed other crimes, then there's going to be a process for you to be able to come back into the country and be vetted and already basically have a job waiting that a citizen wouldn't be able to take. And there's plenty of those slots available because the cliche is true. There are a lot of lazy people in this country of every race, color, and creed. The wealth has done that to us. But there are also a lot of criminals pouring in out of the third world. Yes, on average, a lot of folks from the third world, especially Latin America, do want to work hard, do want to have a future, and are actually pro-family and stereotypically hardworking and smart. They've just never been under even a quasi-free system. They've been under colonial systems, even after the colonialism ended, where the elites didn't want wealth in the general public. And people are going, wait a minute, that's all you ever talk about, Alex, is how the elites don't want wealth in the general population and how globalism is this new system of austerity. Yes, in the UN's own words, in the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment Policy Review and Implementation Papers that I have copies of in my film, Road to Tyranny, it says we're going to make people poor permanently so we can then social engineer them and absolutely mold them the way we want. That's called slavery. It's a fancy term for slavery. And they go on to say that the government can only have the guns because civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. UNIDIR, July 7th, 2000. That was in the official treaty version of the small arms ban at that time. The little people owning firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. The actual quote is, civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. What is a power monopoly? A tyranny. A dictatorship. And you go to Latin American countries, almost every country, it is near impossible to get a firearm. You've got to jump through literally hundreds of hoops. Less than 1% of the population in countries like Mexico and other places have guns. That's legal guns. And that's because there's an attitude of only the establishment having the weapons. And finally, it causes the states to fail, like Venezuela, like Mexico. Right now, Venezuela is a zombie war level crisis. I mean, it is hundreds and hundreds of murders every few days, rapes, carnage, burning, zoo animals being eaten, dogs and cats. 6 months ago were almost disappeared off the streets. There aren't pigeons anymore, it's being reported in cities. People are eating them, killing them with slingshots. And folks, when the ground forage is gone, cannibalism will kick in next. And mark my words, cannibalism will start ensuing in Venezuela soon. In fact, analysts are saying that. Complete breakdown. Total failure. This in a country with fish and food just all over the place. But, oh, they catch you trying to fish even in your own creek. Here comes the little communist. They say that's mine. Mine. So why should you even catch fish? It is descending into bedlam. What was the second wealthiest country just 50 years ago in Latin America? It was Venezuela. Argentina was richer than the United States on average. Now they are failed hell pits. And this is being done by design. Make no mistake. Economic warfare, a long-term program. When I come back, though, I'm going to get into a report. British Muslim males, 170 times more likely to be part of a sex grooming gang than non-Muslims. Because it's in the Sunni cultures, where these guys are the more radical forms of it, but that's what's dominating now. And you add welfare state and European socialism to this form of Islam, it creates a mutated strain of basically gangbanger meets Islam meets pimp. And, I mean, look at the gang signs. Look at the statements. Look at the photos. Look at the music. Look at the videos. There's all this weird Islamic rap now that is the most just drivelish garbage you've ever heard. Because they believe your daughters belong to them in a jihad because their imams say. in characteristic, stereotypical sounds like we play the clips like Klingon, and then the translation is, they are weak, they are falling, go to Germany, take our women, they are ours, enslave them for Allah, they are no good, we will rule them. I'm going to get to Gary Johnson first, though. He's a gun grabber. It's worse than I thought. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming down fast. But a miles above you. Yes, we are. John Rappaport joins us with massive breaking news and analysis in the second hour. Dr. Steve Pachinik on what's happening inside the government, the military, the police, the public, waking up to the New World Order and the soft coup that took place about 4 years ago inside the United States, where our own military at the top is not following the orders of Obama anymore. When they believe it's unconstitutional. And again, that's not sedition. That's not mutiny. That's not insubordination, because we have been hijacked by globalists, and they admit in their own public councils they are eradicating our republic, our checks and balances. So the military is doing its duty. And quite frankly, would do more if the military believed the general public was ready for what needs to be done. And everybody knows who pays attention to this broadcast, we don't sit here with idle words. We don't puff ourselves up. We don't act big. We don't talk about intrigue. The military is ready to stand up against the New World Order. It's already happened. This country is in an incredible state right now. A lot of bad things are happening. A lot of good things are happening. Now, I want to get into Gary Johnson because I do this all the time. I miss the forest for the trees, and I'll be honest with you, I've not been paying attention to Gary Johnson. And I actually, the last week, did the research, an hour or more a day on him. And I'm going to have to put a special report together that will be the torpedo that destroys him. If you decide to get the information out to people. I'm going to lay out some of it here today in just a moment, but I mean, there's a lot of it, and it's where he's getting his funding, and 100% he is meant to scuttle things and steal votes from Donald J. Trump. And the way the media is giving him massive attention and pushing him out there, he could actually legitimately lose this election for the American people and give it to Hillary. And that is his sniveling job, and he is a just unbelievable Benedict Arnold. And I'm going to explain why in just a moment. But before we go any further, ladies and gentlemen, we are listener-supported almost entirely. You hear ads on the network. That supports TCN. We have some sponsors as well, but we could not fund this operation with the scores of reporters and crew and editors and researchers and our legal team and customer service and everything else we do without direct selling products to the listeners. And you are the InfoWar. You are the people making it all possible. Thank you for having memberships for the nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for buying the BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com or Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the most powerful, most comprehensive vitamin mineral amino acid concentrate out there. Very tasty as well. Gluten-free, GMO-free, produced right here in the USA. We're selling Hillary shirts at cost right now. Cost is $5 a shirt. Cost is $5 on average for shipping. $9.95 delivered to your door. This has already sent shockwaves throughout the political system. It shows the power of the InfoWar. It helps you meet like-minded people. It's time, folks, to wear this shirt out more often. I personally have been wearing it a lot of times when I go out in the evening or when I take the kids places on the weekends. This is a T-shirt now. I'm not wearing this every few weeks. I'm wearing this every other day. I'm wearing Molon Labe shirts. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I'm getting more aggressive. So I want to thank you all that have been supporting the broadcast. And I want to encourage all of you that haven't actually got one of these T-shirts to do it because this is having a huge effect. And we've added a link on there where you can go to another page and pay $19.95 for the Hillary for President shirt if you want to support us even more and support yourself even more. And if you have the funds, then please pay full price so we make $10 on the Hillary for President 2016 shirt. But, again, if you'd rather just buy four or five for yourself or buy one or whatever, at cost, it's $9.95. The main mission is to get it out on the street and have an even bigger effect. Whether it's Molon Labe or Come and Take It, whatever you do, get a shirt today at InfoWarsStore.com. That, again, is the mothership umbrella site for InfoWarsLife.com. The nutraceuticals, the supplements, MadeIn1776.com is the Made in America apparel line of clothing. Some of it, the same price as the shirts we sell that are made in Honduras or wherever. Again, we give people the choice, just like Donald Trump has said. I mean, people would rather buy something that costs $10 less from Honduras, and that's fine because I don't mind if Hondurans get jobs. They actually are building up some form of industry. But I actually study where we get things from, and I tell you, stuff from China, their people get almost no benefit from it. We have the entire Made in America line. The majority of our clothing is Made in America. It just generally costs $5, $10 more because that's what it costs at InfoWarsStore.com or Made1776.com. I like the Join Us or Die shirt. I think that's one of the best we've got. It's not one of our best sellers, but it's personally my favorite shirt to wear out. You know, I fight Hillary so much that I'll be honest with you. I don't want to wear a Hillary for Prison shirt out. I don't want to when I'm out with friends and family. They'll be, you know, at restaurants with Donald Trump koozies on their iced tea and Donald Trump hats and Donald Trump shirts. And a few people are hissing at us and, oh, my God, are people going to spit in our food? And you know what? That was 6 months ago because I already paid my dues. I already fight this all the time. I don't want to be reminded about Hillary Clinton when I'm out, you know, at dinner. But you know what? I realize that I'm proud of my family and proud of my friends because now they just are constantly wearing Donald Trump apparel, and so am I. But I'm not wearing a Hillary for President shirt. I'm wearing a Donald Trump shirt now. My kids are. They love it. They're always... I mean, we just have to get in people's faces at this point. And what I'm saying is I get not wanting to get in people's faces. You've worked 40, 50 hours. You're taking care of business. You just want to go to, you know, the hardware store and get some wood or whatever. Or you want to go to the pet store to buy some bird seed. I get it. But you know what? We're going to lose everything if we don't just get even more aggressive. So I'm talking to the listeners out there who've never bought a Hillary for Prison shirt or never bought a Molon Labe shirt or never bought an anti-socialism shirt or never supported InfoWars. I get it. I'm not saying you're supposed to. But the bare minimum, send out links of our shows, the podcast, videos, articles, information, because nobody is fighting harder for you. And listen, I don't say that like I deserve it. I want it. I want to win. I'm 100% committed. If you think going up against Hillary Clinton is a safe thing to do at this level, jump off a cliff without a parachute and see how you feel. This is the real deal. What you're seeing with InfoWars is a real attack run on the globalist. 20-plus years in the making, and you see it. We're hitting them. We're blowing big, bloody holes in their operation. And they are firing back, and they are hopping mad like fire ants. And I'm not complaining. I want this fight. I was born for this fight. I'm blessed for this fight. I get so excited. I stopped breathing on air for something like a minute or two. I catch myself going, like I'm a deep sea diver or something, a skin diver. I am so committed. All I'm saying is God bless you. I appreciate your support. Please support our local affiliates as well. That is just as important as supporting us. Put $100 in the mail. Mail it to them. Become a sponsor. Support your sponsors. Hand out bumper stickers. By the way, I've just decided to do this. We handed out 3,000 Hillary from Prison bumper stickers that we put free in every order from InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. It doesn't matter. Or you call my phone, same deal. We put three or four in each. You guys call Will Henson over here right now. I want to make sure I can do this right now. These are really glossy, nice bumper stickers. I don't know what the turnaround is on them. We only had like 20,000 of them. We've already been giving them out. I want to say, I need to ask the math on this. I want to say I'm going to put, depending on the size of the package, 10 to 100 free bumper stickers in every, that's even more effective than t-shirts, in every package. And then, of course, you know what to do when the country's in an emergency overrun by foreign globalists. Don't dare post these stickers up in public because the locals might claim it's illegal. It's not illegal to have foreign megabanks take you over and enslaving you. So the French resistance would never just put a sticker up or paint V on a wall. So whatever you do is don't post these and don't post InfoWars.com stickers. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Post them in legal and lawful areas. Okay, I'm joking. I'm having a little bit of fun. The point is that we need to take action. The gloves are off. I'm not saying you need to climb billboards at night and spray paint Hillary for President on the side of them. I'm just saying we're in a lot of deep crap here, okay? And it's time to really pull out all stops, people. We have George Soros. And the Ford Foundation now have given $100 million. I was reminded by that of the chairman of the Republican Party outreach program who was here in studio with us yesterday. And I went, oh, my gosh, I forgot that 2 days ago. The Ford Foundation, that's who runs the whole show, $100 million to Black Lives Matter. And that is to make sure that the cops pull out of every black area in this country and the crime rate goes through the roof and to turn every city into Chicago. Black Lives Matter cashes in with $100 million from liberal foundations. Whoa, Washington Times. I mean, that is huge, people. And last I checked, they've already been given over $100 million. And I tell people, you know, Toros gave $35 million just to, in Ferguson to stir stuff up. People go, oh, yeah, right, conspiracy theorists. And I can pull up the Washington Post. They don't care. All right, I'm stopping. You know, quite frankly, police should be getting these bumper stickers for me and sticking them up everywhere. You have got people funding $100 million to basically stir up a movement for destabilization and have the UN take over the police departments. I mean, that's the point we've gotten to here. I'm sorry you're popping in my ear there, Matt. Oh, thank you. Yes, you're right. I have told Matt when I lose track and I'm not covering all the news I'm supposed to stop me. Thank you, Matt. And we do all this preparation for the show, and then usually 80% of it goes out the window. But and we put an old article about $33 million. It turned out to be $35 million in Ferguson. Let's get into Gary Johnson right now. Gary Johnson is a spoiler. Gary Johnson is a Democratic Party plant and operative who is getting corporate and multinational funding because they know that the Libertarian Party is predominantly paleo-conservative and leans more towards the classical Republican Party and the populist movement that Trump is basically promoting. Trump is basically pushing a form of populist libertarianism. And Gary Johnson, who supports the TPP, that is the most undemocratic, unlibertarian thing in the world, a secret global treaty handing over our sovereignty to multinational corporations. Gary Johnson is now a total corporatist. Gary Johnson, in a lengthy clip that's on Infowars.com, only play part of it here because of time constraints, won't even criticize Obama on executive orders in an interview he did with Town Hall, who, by the way, did a great job. I've known Gary Johnson for 10 years, and about 3 years ago, he went from being boring and a little bit creepy when he'd come in the studio to, like, addled, not very well spoken, and I got a really bad vibe from him, and I said, that guy's creepy. I don't ever want him on the show again. I mean, I told them that a few years ago. I said, I don't like Gary Johnson. That guy gives me the creeps. Very few people give me the creeps, okay? Very few. But when you're dealing with someone that has this cold, controlling system, I mean, I'll be honest, I pick up the psychopath vibe. I'm not sociopath. I pick up a psychopath vibe from Gary Johnson. And I was already saying that a few years ago. I go, man, that guy, I'll tell you who else gives me that vibe. Well, I've talked about it before. It's serious. Now, let's get into the meat and potatoes. His running mate wants all firearms that have five rounds or more banned and spews the biggest kook BS I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to read from the article by Kit Daniels yesterday that I want to retweet out right now at Real Alex Jones and post back on Facebook, and I want this to go viral. And I'm going to be filing a special report next week where I go through the funding of Johnson, his background, and who he really is, okay? But this guy is a piece of work, okay? This guy is getting so much media attention and support by the establishment media that worships Hillary, worships him. They ignore the Green Party and demonize her because she'd take from Hillary. I mean, you talk about obvious and sick. And they are pushing so hard to take down Trump right now, and they're giving him so much attention. They might even throw a curveball or something to put him in the debate. This guy didn't even need to be in the debate now because he's not a serious candidate. NRA says Libertarian VP candidate anti-gun. And they've got the quotes. Libertarian Party is running an anti-gun candidate for vice president. The NRA has warned. It turns out Johnson's becoming anti-gun. As governor of Massachusetts, William Weld supported various gun control schemes, including a ban on semi-automatic firearms, the NRA confirmed. They have links to it. Unfortunately, and despite being a Libertarian candidate for vice president, Weld continues his anti-gun ways. I want to just say this. The Libertarian Party has been hijacked by the globalists and the Democrats, and I've been a libertarian for 25 years. I have said vote for third parties when you've got two bad establishment candidates. But this is so clear that the insurrection has come through the populist and the Tea Party that Ron Paul started and that we started. That got hijacked. But it doesn't matter. Then it got hijacked back by us and has taken the Republican Party over, and you've got the whole system coming in trying to block this. Now get ready for the big quote. Weld recently confirmed his anti-gun stance and his ignorance on guns in general. Oh, this guy's a total kook. He sounds worse than Walter Mondale. I mean, this guy is a kook. The five-shot, now listen to this boob. The five-shot rifle, that's a standard military rifle. What, 1901? This guy's a real kook. Now listen to this bumbling fruitcake. The five-shot rifle, that's a standard military rifle. The problem is if you attach a clip to it so it can fire more shells, and if you remove the pin so that it becomes an automatic weapon.
No, the pin hits the cap, dumbass, and detonates the powder and shoots the projectile down the tube. Free me from these people! I mean, oh, some rich fop with bodyguards, with this little nerd, class president, Judge Schmales, Governor Gary Johnson. He leaves a trail of slime behind him. I was like, get him out of my office. And I never say that. I never want that person around me again. It was horrible. She was like going, he was talking there. Wait a minute. I was just like, ugh. He was just showing me his true self. That thinks I'm an animal, thinks he's better than me, thinks he's God. No, you're not. Now listen to this. I'm going to skip this break. Listen to this. The five-shot rifle. It's a standard military rifle. I'm quoting this guy. This is the VP.
The five-shot rifle. That's a standard military rifle. The problem is,
no, it's not the standard military rifle. The five-shot rifle, it's a standard military rifle. The problem is if you attach a clip to it so it can fire more shells, and if you remove the pin so it becomes an automatic weapon. No, you remove the pin to make it worthless. Close quote. I'm going to read this again. It's so epic.
The five-shot rifle. That's a standard military rifle. The problem is that if you attach a clip to it.
It's a magazine. So it can. I just can't read this quote without interrupting. It's such BS. Excuse me. I'm going to try this time. The five-star rifle. That's a basic military rifle. The problem is if you attach a clip to it, so it can fire more shells. And if you remove the pin so that it becomes an automatic weapon. Weld said during a Revolt.TV interview in August. Yeah, can we get that clip, please? I'm going to make an ad with this. Vote Gary Johnson for mental illness, brain deadness, disinformation, idiocy, moron behavior. He says it fires shells, too. No, it fires the round, the bullet, the projectile, the sabo, whatever it's shooting, the grape, the double-lock buck. The birdshot, whatever it's shooting down the tube, is the projectile. And I'm not even a gun expert, but I guess I am compared to these people. Okay? Now, the standard military rifle is what, the 5.56? That converts down, you have the 2.23, and you've got the rounds that the Europeans use, and then I guess you've got the 3.08, and however that converts. I mean, but this guy doesn't even know that. It's that there's a shell that shoots down the barrel. And then it goes on. He goes on to say, and those are independent criminal offenses. So he goes on to say that if you have a rifle that has over five rounds, you're a criminal because it's a military rifle. And then if you remove the pin, you've made it a machine gun, and quote, those are independent criminal offenses. Continuing the quote, that's when they become essentially a weapon of mass destruction. That's how the UN, under the treaty, wants to ban civilian ownership of firearms, is with that quote. This guy even uses UN terminology. He also attacked AR owners, the NRA revealed. Well went on to suggest that the interviewer, that both handguns and AR-15s are a problem, stating, the problem with handguns is probably even worse than the problem of AR-15s. The latest episode reveals, when pressed on firearms issues, despite any assurances he's given voters, Weld's political instincts are to abandon gun owners and embrace gun control. Weld's partner at LP Ticket, Gary Johnson, also holds numerous anti-libertarian views, including support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, we have a clip I'm going to play here of him being triggered. It's on Infowars.com. Gary Johnson triggered by the word illegal immigrant. Oh my gosh, we're so mean. Mexico calls you an illegal immigrant or illegal alien. That's been the term in customs for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And I went back to it in the Latin It means alien out of the country. And then it's translated into Spanish, and I went and looked it up. They were using that term in Spanish, you have to translate it, 600 years ago at Spanish ports, was basically translated into English, a natural or an alien. So they're saying it's bad for America to use this term, and it actually comes from Spain. But let's go to Gary Johnson here. Oh, my gosh, don't use those words. This guy's like MSNBC has taken over the Libertarian Party. It's like the Communist Youth Brigade's taking over. He wants to hand all our trade, all our jobs, all our rules and regulations over to secret TPP. And he's a sniveling idiot who can hardly talk. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
You have defended President Obama's executive amnesty action, where he basically decided unilaterally that he was going to issue work visas to millions of adult illegal immigrants who are here in the country.
Undocumented, by the way. If you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here.
Listen to the foppish, arrogant, sycophantic country club, Atlantic, Anglophile pretenses of this guy. I mean, this guy really thinks he hung the moon. He thinks he doesn't need any potpourri in the bathroom when he bombs the Germans. I mean, this guy is a piece of work. Just, now that's very insane. Hold on. You're not going to use that language, that's official Border Patrol language, until Obama changed it. And now Interpol and the FBI aren't allowed to say Muslim or Islamicist when there's an attack, because we said so too as well. Did you know we control reality? And now we're saying the word mother and father on college and high school and middle school entrance exams is hurtful because some people don't have mommies and daddies. You're not allowed to have one either. Hold on. I'm Gary Johnson. Okay, now let's all be lectured by Gion. Look how he looks at him like, very, you're in trouble. Like, oh, I was so smart when I said, that's so incendiary. Here, let me host the rest of the segment like Gary Johnson. Go ahead and roll.
In the country.
Undocumented, by the way. If you use the term illegal immigrants, that is very incendiary to our Hispanic population here in this country.
Why is that?
It just is. Just so that you know.
I don't defend what I'm saying. It just is. It's just, okay, Obamacare is free, all right? Nobody wants your guns. I mean, come on, please. I'm sorry, let me get back in, because that's really... let's do the real Gary Johnson. I know more than anybody. I'm a little gremlin screwing everyone, feeding on the dumb population. Psychopath, psychopath. Here, let's go back to his little act. Let me act. Please continue with Gary Johnson.
You know. Just so that you know, and you don't have to use that term.
But isn't the term accurate in the sense that they entered the country, they immigrated to the country illegally, so they are...
came into this country because they couldn't get in legally, and the jobs existed. And you
now,
were...
See, the reason he's triggered is, that's the real Gary Johnson. I'm telling you, when he was here during the breaks, I'd be sitting there taking a drink, I'd see him, and he'd be sitting in my smaller studio, very intimate, like 5 feet away going... And I'd be, oh, so how's it going? Yeah, just fine. How's your family? And I was like, whoa! I've been around this guy, I don't know, 10, 15 times before, and he had like this little thing. Oh, hang. But when he left with his son the last time he was here that runs his campaign, he was just like, ah. Here, let's watch the triggering right now. The real Gary Johnson, like the alien bursting out of the chest. Ah, it's come out. Here it is.
They came into this country because they couldn't get in legally. And the jobs existed. And you or I would have done the same thing. And we're talking about now, coming from New Mexico, a population with 48%
Hispanic. He cares about Hispanics. Yes, that's why the mega banks want open borders and TPP. They don't want a permanent underclass to exploit. They haven't helped the globalists keep Mexico down. No, he cares about Hispanics. He cares. By the way, my VP wants to ban all the guns and put you in prison. And I don't mind Obama's executive orders. Totally triggered. Totally triggered. You got to see the real moray eel right there.
Offer not valid in all states or where...